A local native corporation is suing the city formerly known as Barrow, demanding it halts the official name change to Utqiagvik. And for now, although the change has been made official, the city is halting the use of public money to implement the change till the courts have reached a judgment. The temporary restraining order was filed Wednesday by lawyers representing Utqiagvik Inupiat Corporation, or UIC. In materials submitted to the state court, UIC alleges the city council voted to put the name change on the October 4th municipal ballot without providing the required notice to the Barrow public. The filing also claims that after repeated requests, city officials have failed to provide any public notices or meeting minutes about the name change ordinance from when it passed on August 25th, a possible violation of municipal rules. The main contention of the lawsuit is that the city council's actions led to the passage of a flawed law and risks spending public money to change signs, contracts, and seals that won't be able to be recovered. Feni Suvlu is the mayor of Utqiagvik and presided over the ceremonial renaming earlier this afternoon. She says the city appeared in court today, but it hardly settles the matter as it waits for judgment.
As far as money being spent on, like, changing the signage around town, I believe, you know, once we have a clearer idea of what's actually happening in the court system, I'll have a better opportunity to address that question.
Suvlu has also introduced an ordinance to the city council that would put the issue back before voters, asking whether they'd like to repeal the name change or not. She says that could appear during a special election in March. Utqiagvik city council member Kuyan Harcharik said the members were disappointed that money was being spent by the local native corporation on the naming issue.